Welcome back. The Quincy Farmers Market is moving this year. They're headed uptown to St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church on Hancock Street in the Wollaston area. So Janet Little has stopped on by to tell us all about this brand new endeavor. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Good to see you.
It's nice to be seen.
Yeah. Every time we see Janet, I think spring really is here.
There you go. Farmers Market alive, right?
Yeah. Is it the 40th year this year for the Quincy Farmers?
It's the 41st.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Any other markets do you know in the area that have been around that long?
There are some others I'm not aware of. I know we have a good track record history-wise.
Sure. Yeah, there's no question.
There are a couple that are a little longer.
So has there ever been a weekend farmers market in Quincy?
No, but there will be now.
Yeah. What's going on?
The church approached us and asked us if we would bring a farmers market to their grounds. And the citizens of the city have been asking for a weekend market for many years, and now they have it.
Okay. First year.
So
it's going to be on Sundays?
Yes, from 1 to 5.
Okay.
And it's a brand new market.
Yep.
All new vendors.
Really?
We have four farmers coming. Charles River Farm is coming, and they specialize in microgreens, and they do some mushrooms. They'll have corn and peaches and a variety of vegetables, but they also have a great variety of plants. You can go down and buy some beautiful, beautiful mums in the fall, but all kinds of plants and potted herbs as well.
Fun, okay.
And they'll have some, zucchini plants and pepper plants, and they do the patio potato, tomato plants.
Super,
And peppers and stuff. So come on down and buy one of those and put them out on your patio, and you'll get some nice fresh tomatoes.
Great for folks who live in an apartment or a condo,
yeah,
right? Just
exactly.
Have a balcony, not a lot of outdoor space, so that's good. That's new. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have a farmer called, his farm is called Exceptional Vegetables.
Okay.
And he kind of specializes in Asian greens and different kinds of vegetables that we're going to all have a new culinary experience trying all these new vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
They're out of Bridgewater.
Very nice.
We have a farmer called The Daily Farm coming. They're actually from Providence, Rhode Island. They grow organically, but they're not certified. I mean, certification is really a long process. But for people that are asking for organic produce, they do grow organically.
Okay.
I mean, they'll have a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and, you know, the berries and the melons and the peaches and the apples and stone cherries and the brand nice variety of stuff.
Okay.
And then we have an African farmer, Lavoxa Farm, from the World Farmers. I don't know if you're aware of this organization. It's an immigrant. I believe it's for immigrants, but it's like a co-op of farmers that work together, and most of them are immigrants that come, and farming is what they know. So they've set up farms here, and they grow a lot of the ethnic foods that they would have eaten, in their indigenous countries.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'll also have things like zucchini and tomatoes.
Okay.
And,
so you can try some new things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to that because you know I love to cook.
You are the queen of Quincy cuisine. Yes,
there
we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but what else at the new market?
We have a More Than Mushrooms guy coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know the names of these mushrooms, but there are some weird-looking mushrooms
for
people that know their mushrooms. So he's coming, and he does both edible and herbal mushrooms, and he also has some kind of powdered, he has some dried mushrooms.
Interesting.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah. And he lives in Quincy, actually,
Matt's
his name. And we have a compost company coming, Bootstrap Compost. They'll be there to hopefully sign people up to do the collection of scraps in return for compost. They give you a bucket and you put your scraps in and pick it up, and then they leave you the compost.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to that because I told you I lost two trees in my yard, so now I can have a big garden in my backyard.
So you need good compost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I always felt a little guilty with all the cooking I do to throw the scraps away.
Now you can put them to good use.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
We also have
feel free to use your notes.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, no, I know. Oh, Mike. Mike's farm.
The egg guy.
Yeah, Mike's coming back. He's from Pembroke.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess he is an old addition.
Right. Yeah. brings his chicken.
Yeah, he's very excited, though, for the Sunday market.
That's fun. Okay.
He's also going to bring maple syrup from Ackerman's.
Yes.
For those people that, you know, are looking to get Ackerman's maple syrup, he'll have it. And Golden Rule, we'll also be selling Golden Rule honey.
Okay.
Laurie will not be at the market this through the season, which ends, by the way, in October, the last week in October. But she'll have her honey here. And there is a very strong possibility that the market will go into the winter.
Wow. Really?
And yes, yeah. Because the church is interested and many of the farmers are interested. You know, for example, Charles River has two football-sized field greenhouses.
I see.
And so they do the vegetables, you know, the greens and things all year long.
Sure, okay.
And also mushrooms all year long. So they've been wanting to do that.
Okay.
And Mike, the egg guy, always goes up to Pageant Field anyways through the winter with his eggs, so he's excited.
Okay.
And Daily Farm also has a greenhouse, that I've seen the greenhouse, so they're interested.
All right.
And many of the added value people would be interested as well.
Added value people?
Well, like the bakeries and things I'll tell you about later.
Okay.
But I guess this all started because Laurie will join the winter market from Golden Rule Honey.
Okay.
Right now she's doing Boston, you know, at the SOA market, and that's just really a big market for her.
So okay.
She's been there for years.
Yeah, I mean, people forget this is how these folks make their living.
That's right.
This is not their weekend job or
their
side hustle, if you were. This is how they sustain their families.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So some of the added value people that we have a startup bakery in Quincy called the Yeast Coast Bakery.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an Italian guy that just loves to feed people. And he said he started baking over the pandemic.
Yes.
And he was giving his food to all his friends, and he's like, I think I'm going to do a business out of this. And he does scones and sweetbreads, you know, coffee cakes and things like that.
Okay.
He'll do some cookies. And he'll bring some bread as well, I believe.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, he said, I can really bake anything. And if he's Italian, I believe that.
I believe that, too. Yeah. There's nothing better than fresh baked bread after church on Sunday. It's a tradition that goes back in my childhood, for sure. So that's nice. Okay.
And then we have a cookie company that's coming on, top shelf cookies. Heather started her business maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I think. And they've expanded, and she called me up and wanted to come to Quincy.
Wow.
So they make about 24 different kinds of cookies. They make 4 or 5 different chocolate cookies. They make a spicy chocolate. They make a lager infused, if that's the right word, chocolate, and a whiskey chocolate cookie. They have orange cinnamon cookies, sugar cookies. They do specialty cookies, like when the Bruins were in the playoffs, they made a special cookie for the Bruins.
Okay, you know? All right.
Yeah. They're fun. And like I said, they make 24 or more varieties, and they don't have every one every week.
Sure.
But, you know, they have their staples, and then they add during
specialty items.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Well, they can't add the Celtics one, unfortunately.
No, I know. Let's not go there.
Always next year. Let's not go there. Exactly. Let's keep it light.
Yeah.
So you really have a huge variety, it sounds like.
Really nice lineup, I think. We have a Mimi's Kitchen coming. She's from the North Shore. And she is bringing Italian specialties. She's bringing bread as well, but she is bringing her gravy.
Mm.
And for the Italian people, know that gravy is really sauce.
That's right, exactly, yes.
And meatballs and eggplant roll-ups, and she'll be bringing other specialties.
Making
week
me hungry
after
here,
week. Yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting her. She sounds like a character on the phone, so.
So what did it take, I mean, to put this whole new market together? I mean, that must have been an awful lot of work, but it sounds like you've really got a great variety of people that never had a venue here in Quincy before.
Yeah. You know, people say it's a lot of work. It kind of, people contact us.
Really?
And then, you know, we talk them through the process, and for every vendor we get, we probably talk to 3 or 4.
Okay.
People, you know, think I make a great fudge, can I come to the market?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be made in a commercial kitchen. You know, you have to have liability insurance, things like that, that prevent people from following through.
Interesting. Things you don't think of, the behind-the-scenes stuff. Very good.
And then we also have another woman who does an Enhance Me superfood. And she's from the Caribbean, and she takes a bunch of ingredients and kind of puts it all together, and you can like put it over a salad mm-hmm. for, you know, for super in, nutritional enrichment, I guess.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting to see.
All right.
We have a few crafters coming, actually.
I was going to ask if you had that.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the old market, I know.
Yeah. Well, we encourage artists, any artists that want to show their work, please contact us. We'd love to have someone every week through the summer coming with their art, be there, talk to people, you know, get their name out.
Okay.
They can come as a guest to the market, so there'd be no fee for them to attend.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. So reach out through your website or your email or phone
they can,
number?
Okay. Yeah, it's on the website, all the information. They can just contact us by email. The phone number is on the website as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But a guy who has a company called Imagination Tables is coming, and he builds these tables that you can reconfigure and like store toys and things
in. Kind of
modular
type.
Yeah, it seems like that. So he'll be there several weeks during the summer.
Okay.
And we have Elaine Simmons and what's the other woman's name? Patricia Harrington. They're two artists. They're coming with a combination of things. One does a dog portraits.
Bring your dog.
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure. That's something we have to figure out
because
I'm not sure the church wants dogs.
Bring a picture of your dog.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's something we're going to have to decide in the next week.
Okay.
Which is Quincy's a big dog place.
Certainly.
So, you know, we'll
as I mentioned, there's a new dog park now. Yeah. And
Yeah. And they do gift cards and you have to kind of see them. I've seen them. They're kind of creative, colorful, surreal kind of paintings as well.
Interesting.
So, but they'll be there showing their art. And I have a photographer coming. Photos by Fares is his name. His name is Fares Alti. Alti, yeah. And he does these incredibly colorful photographs that he prints on metal.
Okay.
And the metal causes the light reflection to just intensify the color.
Interesting.
But he's also interested in promoting his business of photography.
Sure.
So if you have a wedding or,
whatever,
you know, he's interested in doing that as well.
Okay. Wow. Just about something for everyone, it sounds
like.
So let's talk about a little bit of logistics about the location now. It's St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church. It's the corner of Hancock Street and Linden Street,
right?
Is it considered Wollaston or is it North Quincy?
It's actually right between the two.
It's on the cusp.
Okay. In fact, Father Chris Capaldo, who is the pastor that contacted us, said that the church was actually, that location was chosen as a to unite both communities.
Interesting.
It's almost like partially dead center between the two.
Okay.
And it's about four blocks, I think, from the T station, the Wollaston T station.
Okay.
There is a parking lot there, so it's available for parking. But there's also parking on the side streets on Sundays in the main street, so there's plenty of parking.
Okay.
It's a beautifully grassy, shaded spot as
nice,
well.
Nice.
And the church is really, I think, attractive. Of course, that's your architectural taste it's a pretty spot.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new market, really, right,
for
the Quincy Farmers Market at that end of the city.
It is. It's a whole new market.
Yeah.
People have been asking for a weekend market, and when the church contacted us, we thought we'd give it a shot to see if we can keep, you know, the integrity of agriculture alive in the city.
Right, So you're hoping, obviously, a lot of folks will walk there. It's a lot of residential high-rises in that area, community buildings, sure.
In the whole community of Wollaston, from the beach, you know, from Hancock Street to the beach, is just all neighborhood houses, so they're very walkable as well.
Sure, yeah.
And, like I say, on Sundays, the traffic isn't so severe going through the city, so access by car will be pretty easy as well.
Okay. So do you think there is enough of a market in Quincy to have two so-called farmers markets?
Well, there's definitely enough people. There's over 100,000 people in the city, so you know, it's just a matter of people coming out and supporting the Sunday market.
Right. So interesting, to see that the Quincy Farmers Market is going in a whole new direction now.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively, What does it take, Janet, to get the word out, to let folks know, you know, that this is changing?
Yeah, well, obviously people can hear it here. We have some flyers up around. I'll be sending out a newsletter announcing it this week.
Okay.
If you'd like to get the newsletter, you can go to quincyfarmersmarket.com, and there's a sign-up place at the website to get the newsletter.
Okay.
You know, research says that what sells a farmer's market is its location and visibility. Mm. And this is really has great visibility. You know, as you ride through the city, you see the tents and you stop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we feel positive about the success of the market because of that. The visibility is great.
Sure. Yeah. Be curious to see, too, with the economy the way it is now, you know, if folks want to stay local, you know, and patronize their local farmer as opposed to the big chain stores.
Yeah, well, you know, food supply is affected through this pandemic and the inflation and all of that.
So. Yep. You still offering Quincy Eats? I remember the old market, you had the delivery service.
Oh, you know what? I don't know.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A good question.
Okay.
I suppose Mike would do that if people didn't really take advantage of it last year.
Okay.
No. So I don't know. I have to look into that question.
All right. Just be curious to see everybody's ordering everything online these days.
Yeah.
Any pandemic restrictions or concerns?
No. Okay. There's no restrictions. No. There will be music at the market.
Okay.
It'll all be local musicians and original tunes, original music, and some classical music as well.
Sure.
Because it's in a neighborhood, it'll be peaceful, subdued music, no big rock bands blaring.
Well, I think we were talking about this earlier. Folks are used to activities happening at the church. They do have concerts. As a matter of fact, tonight there is one that you'll be performing in if folks want to
come on down and listen to the Atlantic Youth Orchestra at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, fun. But I know they have kids' activities there at the church as well, flea markets, things like that. So.
They have something tomorrow, actually.
Do they?
On the grounds happening tomorrow.
Yeah, there's always something going on. So, and the church actually has its own newsletter that folks can subscribe to. And I'm betting that the farmer's market will be mentioned in one of those. I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else we should let folks know about?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't know. Nothing comes to mind.
So, again, it's the Quincy Farmers Market at St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church. Sundays, what are the hours again?
1 to 5.
1 to 5 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Opening June 26th.
Through October 30th.
At least.
Yeah. With a big possibility extending into the winter.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in starting up a business or, you know, wants to become a vendor at the market, they can contact us.
Okay.
We'd love to have a Vietnamese sandwich maker.
Oh,
that would
fun.
Be great.
Okay, yep.
You know, a couple food vendors. We have. We wouldn't mind having, you know, another bakery or.
Okay. Something for everyone. Great to see you, Janet. Thanks so much. I wish you the very best of continued success again at the Quincy Farmers Market.
Well, thanks.
And your 41st year this year.
Yes, and in our 12th season, Kevin and I have been doing the market for 12 years.
Wow, well, good for you.
Long
and thank
time.
You for doing that. Yeah.